Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It is the pink after Liverpool have gone to Sheffield United and game. It's a funny one, really, where lots of people said I wouldn't mind it being a dog of a game, and other people said I wouldn't mind seeing Liverpool cut loose. Some people said I don't care how it happens. As the game transpires, one of the things that happens is it doesn't actually break out into a proper game of football, really, at any point. So it's sort of comfortable, but simultaneously it's sort of nerve-wracking and it's sort of sticky, and Liverpool don't play well, but they get the points, and they also deserve the points. All of that should make sense.
Yeah, well, I think the best way to look at it is the goalkeeper does not have anything of any real note to do, does he? And that's probably the best way you can look at it from a Liverpool point of view, is we weren't amazing, we didn't slice through them at will, we didn't create as many chances as you want to see, ultimately. Like, I think most people tonight had the visions of, you know, Newcastle have gone in and won 8-0 this season, you're sort of thinking, tell you what, let's go there and let's show them what for. But we've played 2 o'clock on Sunday, we're playing 12:30 on Saturday, and this isn't a thing on kickoff time. It's just, you can't just fly at them. You've got to be sort of sensible, and that's why you bring Salah off on 65, why you don't start Nunes, why you don't, you know, Tsimikas got a complete mite off. And I know, you know, Tsimikas isn't like Liverpool's best player or anything, but you've got to do this. You've got to do this kind of thing, and that for me is fine. I sort of, my position on sort of, you know, Sunday morning, for example, before we played this block of three games, is don't care how we play, I just want 9 points. Get to the end of it, get 9 points, we've been delighted, and we've got six, and there's 88:55 on the clock here in Villa Manchester City, and Manchester City are getting beat. Now, it would have been lovely if Arsenal hadn't bagged that late winner last night, but with where we are now, we take this and we go to Palace on Saturday. They just lost 2-0 to Bournemouth. Confidence clearly isn't at a high there. You'd like to think we could go into Crystal Palace, go in, and then most of the players are going to get a week off. That's the big thing. There's a lot of these players who I don't even think they're going to go to Belgium next week.
Yeah.
And that's the key for me. We get them to refresh them. Then we go into Manchester United, we go into West Ham, we go into Arsenal, and we've got 2 weeks of massive football.
2 weeks of massive football. It's a dog of a game, Roberto. A dog of a game. And that's all right. I'm all right with it. There are seasons where you've got to put up with that. I wanted them to pin the league back by their ears. But then I realised what we're in on 25. I realised we're in a dog. And then from there, you've got to take your small pleasures where you can. And the small pleasures, the ultimate ones, are the two goals.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at the clock 32 minutes in and I thought, we haven't created a chance here. We've had 28 corners, but we haven't created a chance. I think on corner 29, by my crude estimation, we bag. And, you know, yeah, I was trying to think in the pantheon of terrible, terrible Liverpool away wins on cold, terrible nights that I've seen. That's up there.
It's one of the greats.
It's one of the greats. It's up with it with Torres.
No bad away wins, well,
right? Torres scoring. There's no bad away wins, but that certainly came close. I mean, look, as we're sitting there anxiously as we record, watching for and hoping for the City demise. It was another example.
Not demise. Let's not get carried away.
Well,
take demise.
Demise is on offer. Don't get me wrong. I'd love some demise, but I'll just take a bowl of defeat tonight, and we'll chat about demise later.
It's a demise within the context of the evening. Let's take that. I'm still many ways to view this. I thought at every turn you could go, if you want to confirm your bias to this Liverpool team, is if you're a Gary Neville, confirm your bias that this Liverpool team can't win this league. I think you got loads of evidence tonight. If you want to confirm your bias that this Liverpool team just seems to keep winning matches, you got that confirmed as well.
It's not different. I mean, let's compare the Arsenal thing last night. Arsenal go to a tricky away game.
Yep.
And they win with a last-minute winner. They win by one goal. The game is in the balance all the way through until the bitter end. Liverpool's game is in the balance all the way through until the 90th minute. The Aston Villa game right now remains in the balance with Manchester City. The point being is that at this time of year, guess what? Loads of football matches that are in the balance for a long time.
There is, and I'm going to try and not be the biased supporter that I am and say I can't tell what I can read into this game. I felt if you look at the series of the individual performances within the collective, you could reinforce every bias you had before and against players. We were talking to Paul Senior before the game. He's had it with Luis Diaz. You could get that confirmation bias. I'm a little, tiny bit Cody Gakpo skeptic. I thought he had a terrible game. But mind you, if you never watched,
so I don't think it was terrible. It was just the fact that he,
no,
there was nothing. There was nothing.
He was like, shite. But mind you, if you've never seen Mo Salah play before, you go, that Salah's a bit shite, isn't he? I mean, you could count on the finger on the hand of three fingers, if that's an expression. Those who I think were deep. I think Trent Alexander-Arnold played really well. Van Dijk played well, to my estimation.
I agree.
And I think the mad boy who came on actually did okay. Who assisted the final goal? Who did most? He did the most Nunes set of things you can do within 5 minutes. He got himself in a position to score a goal and didn't do it. Then he got in another great position to set up a goal and didn't do it. But then got back, won the ball back, and then got the assist that clinches the game. So I'm giving Darwin Nunes the second man of the match behind Trent. If you weren't asking that question,
that
but I'm doing
really
it.
Really wasn't. Very early. I tend to do that at the end. Yeah. But
I'm just hastening you towards the
thing. He just wants to go for a pint.
He really wants to go back out in Sheffield and thinks, why are we doing this?
Night out in Sheffield. Is it so about it or something?
It's its own reward. It's its own reward.
A greasy chimney and a gallows of maggots.
It is. Absolutely brilliant. He got laughs from across the room over like at different speeds.
Yeah.
There is Chris in amongst it all. It is all about the context. Phil puts it in the context. Rob puts it in another context. The whole context is the points on the board and what they mean. And I also like today's almost got a bit of a feeling of a semi final about it as well. You don't want to make a mess of this in a semi final, and then Liverpool get themselves 1-0 up. I do think there is a little bit little thing that hits them, and I include the manager, where it becomes this. We do not let this slide now, we do not let this slip.
It almost became an FA Cup game, as you say, a semi-final, where you know, you're away to a championship team, if we're being honest. That's who Liverpool were playing, and you get 1-0 up, and all of a sudden, the worst thing you can do is give a goal away.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the best thing you can do is not give goal away. So it becomes very much framed around, well, optimally here, you know, we win 1-0. And that's where I think we sort of landed on. I mean,
he hit that at about 55, I think, which I'd argue is maybe a bit too early, but I think they've sort of decided, all right, it's a dog of a game. It's like, I think I do worry a little bit at times under Klopp, but I mean this in general. I mean this when there's been seasons that have broken 90 points. There's a bit of a thing at times where I think we do a bit of, all right, you want to drag us down to your level? That sounds, we'll be dragged down to your level, but we'll still win.
Yeah.
The flip side of his quote when he came in, which is we'll drag them down to our level and beat them. I think at times in the Dabby and Liverpool teams that are just a bit too willing to be dragged down to their level, but still beat them, if you know what I mean.
And part of it feels like, is he doing this to save legs? Is he doing this because he knows that there's 12:30 on Saturday? Or is that just the way that he works? I think where this game falls, it's almost in a vacuum in a way. And it says that I remember I'm amazed Salah starts, because there's several games in this little period of this winter midweek where Salah doesn't start. But the way we approached it was very much
on that, by the way. Not playing Champions League, yeah. So he's not going to play.
That's also fair.
But he also gets him off, by the way.
So it's almost in a vacuum. This where it is almost like, as you say, it's cup tie. Full time Villa.
Villa have won 1-0.
What's the bad news?
United
Joel Matip's ruptured his ACL.
That's very, very bad news for Joel Matip. But we'll accentuate the positive on this show, Phil. City, I do. City have dropped points.
Aston Villa will win the league, which is a bit of a blow. But you know, I
tell you what, take a draw on Saturday, no?
I think I'll tell you Villa winning the league now.
No, it's it's a weird season, this. And I think it's a season that we probably haven't seen for a long time.
You're, Rob's with the ball, but I'm going to bring Robin on this in a minute. I'm going to do a break in a minute or two, but then I'm going to bring Robin on how we can't handle this season.
I cannot understand
what the fuck's going on.
We do not know what the parameters are of this season. We don't know how many points are going to be worthy of a title winning challenge. We don't know.
To be any good
to win the white. It's going to be a very, very strange one, and I feel like it's all, for me, it's all. All roads lead to Liverpool versus Arsenal on the 25th of December, for me. And I'm not saying Man City are not going to be involved.
So they've got to win two before then.
I'm not going to say quite, but I'm not saying Man City are out of it. I think Man City will come good. But I can't remember a Man City team as fragile as the one.
Well, we did this on the weekend on Sunday night, didn't we?
Yeah.
They look easily got at and vulnerable.
3 weeks
in nine. And they have obvious flaws, whereas... Don't they Liverpool perfect? Don't they Arsenal perfect? But they don't look like you can just sort of go, this is where you go at them. And that's the thing I think Liverpool have done really well this season. They don't look like, we've gone to some hard places this season. And all right, you play two of the promoted teams now and it's sort of getting in a position where you can't really talk about.
But finally a win, by the way. A win away to a promoted team.
You can't really talk about them.
Which is, I think, is also part of them digging in and not cut loose. Is they go, what we hold here?
Don't try to show me the team. The soon-to-be-sacked Eric Ten Hag is with 3 points off Guardiola.
You say that. They might even be closer now because they've won.
No, that's what you're saying. That's my point. United battered they beat Chelsea tonight. They're still shit, but they lost 3 points off Guardiola, which is mad. City are now 6 points off the top. We're 4 points ahead of City. That is insane. That I did not think would happen this close.
Didn't expect them on Manchester City to win a game of football in March, but there we go, you know.
It's possible. I'm not either way yet.
I think this is, I'm reluctant to call it a bonus season, but I don't think even the most optimistic Liverpool fan could have felt that they would have been in this place right now. I feel like Liverpool are in a place where they've not hit, for me, fair gear, and all of a sudden they found themselves in a slap bang in the middle of a title race where, do you know what? In 10 games time, Liverpool find themselves 3, 4, 5 points clear, which is an incredible, given where they were last year. I know that for the first time, very, very good end of the season, but I can't believe Liverpool are here.
The first time Manchester City are odds against for the league title now, which is, they're 11-10 now, which for me, I wouldn't want to.
It's almost the first time in 3 years.
That's just short of 50%.
Where was that? 2-3 years?
Probably. I mean, it's probably quite... It's probably sometime last year. Arsenal were favourites for a bit last year. Arsenal were favourites.
Because they've got 19 games and 50 points.
Arsenal were favourites.
Arsenal 7 points.
January, heads be ready
when they draw against us.
I mean, let's be perfectly honest. One of the things you can look at Arsenal this season and think is their muscle memory, I don't think, can be great because they got 12 points in their last 9 games last season. That's not the position you want to go. If you get to April, February, March, and go, what did we do last year, lads? Oh, we played 9 games and got 12 points. That's not what you want, is it?
We outpointed them in the calendar year. I think they can't be far off. It's within a point either way.
Definitely, we're a long way ahead of them since we played them in April. I think since then, we're about 10 points better than them.
That's a proper hospital passive question, by the way. How's you meant to know that?
I think off the top of my head, we're 2 or 3 points behind them for the calendar year, which isn't really a problem when you consider Liverpool didn't start playing football until
Liverpool until March.
I tracked the results versus ours. I was tracking it towards our running, so I don't know how the fight before the final 3 games. And we were within a point either way. So I think it's 1 or 2
my
points either way.
April, we were at check the other day, and we were about 8 or 9 points better than them since we played them in April.
And I think there's one thing that Liverpool have that the other two don't have, or vice versa, if you want to call it all that. Liverpool aren't in the Champions League, and I think that's a massive, massive thing because, for me, draw dependent, I can see a world where Man City and Arsenal play each other at Wembley in the Champions League final. Because I think they are two of the best teams. We don't know how the draws come out, but they can go really far. Liverpool, in my opinion, can sleepwalk themselves into a semi-final of the Europa League. And at that point, Liverpool are far fresher. They look far sharper.
And this is going to sound like a ridiculous thing. There's an argument that going out the FA Cup is not the worst idea here.
No, I agree.
If
If we beat Arsenal, great. It means we it lessens the chances you can have. Yeah.
We've kind of sleepwalked ourselves into a title race. City have regressed hugely. We've done a transition season's worth. The key to this, the difference between a transition and a transition, if you like, is that we've had this bedrock. We said this in the beginning. Because we have an Alisson and a Van Dijk and a Salah and a Trent, we've been able to transition to build the plane, but the plane is still viable. It's always been
put like a night like tonight. Plane while it's flying.
A night like tonight, okay, we didn't have an Alisson, but we were shit by a lot of standards. But you could just see the fact that we had some quality all over the pitch.
Salah was in the game.
Our best players are central to it all.
Well, exactly, they were. In fact, you knew Sheffield United couldn't put a proper siege punch in on us because we had Van Dijk. Yeah. So everything he was doing, his magnetic head was fucking him off. Even Canate, I know some people were skeptical, but I thought he played well.
I thought it was really funny that they looked like from where we were. We obviously were sort of low down where we were. And it felt like they second half, they looked like they might be in about four times. Then it's like, oh no, there's just a Liverpool player
They've gone back 30 yards.
Like, I thought, but this is sort of what I'm saying. I think we can talk about. We were poor and this, that and the other. Like, in this kind of game, when you don't create a lot, one of the best ways of looking at it is, what's your goalkeeper done? And I said this at the start, I don't think he makes a save after the fifth minute.
Neil Atkinson here. After every game on the Anfield Wrap, we do a post-match show. Sometimes I call it the pink because I'm a little bit irresponsible. It's often hosted by John. It's occasionally hosted by me. It is the sound of the match absolutely coming at you as quickly as possible after the final whistle. That a pleasure to do wherever we find ourselves, whichever pub we're in. If it's the Glenbuck by the ground, or it's God knows where in the middle of the city, or occasionally even on the road, it is a pleasure to be able to do the post-match show every single game and reflect that action back to you. Sign up now to the Anfield Wrap, theanfieldwrap.com, or any other place that you know that we do this sort of thing every single game, the immediate post-match reaction that you want with the Anfield Wrap.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're back then to do the game. Something on the game, but you've got something for me, Rob, you want to say?
Yeah, my boy Rafi, obviously spit on the phone to me. He watched the game and he watched the latter part of City. He said City were garbage.
And what a review.
Yeah, he said they were shit. He actually said, he said the impression on the telly was we weren't that bad. We played pretty well. He said we were really... I mean, apart from the fact that Newcastle tore them all kinds of thingies, Didn't they held certain teams on the screws?
Yeah, no. City's 2-1
seventh minute.
Yeah,
they're beating Spurs 1-0 on 96.
At Spurs ground, United needs a
88th minute from
Dalot.
But they don't have any chances.
No,
apart from I think 1-1 where Keller makes a save earlier. I thought Keller actually did quite well, quite frankly. In a game, he wasn't required to do much.
Functional goal.
So, do you know, I think plays really well. And Chuko Mas plays really well.
I think the problem is he's not a left back. It's quite obvious when you're moving forward, he's not a left back. And it's sort of in the shit. Rob mentioned Diaz early on, and I felt a bit for him because he didn't have a full back who was helping him out for the most part of the game. And he didn't really have a centre forward who was helping him out, I don't think.
And in the midfield.
And he didn't have a midfield who was helping him out. He was isolated and he was basically...
On an island.
His job was to basically try and skin a fullback and then do something, whereas his job should just be to do something. Like, having to take the fullback out the game should be part of the doing something, if that makes sense. Yeah. It should be like someone makes an underlap. Like, Andy Robertson's great at the whole underlapping. Like, Shimikas is quite good at the overlap. He's not quite got the underlap of Robertson there. Robertson obviously does both. You know, you saw quite a lot of it after he came on. Nunes will run channels. And Nunes, then Diaz possibly put him in downtown, but that run was just wasn't there. I know the game possibly became a bit more stretched last 20, but I felt a bit for Diaz and just the way we were. And I think, like, I'm sort of caught between going, this hinders us, and it wasn't great, and going, it's just a product of what the game was. And you sort of have to cop for it and go, that'll do.
I think I'm more in camp too.
Yeah.
It's kind of the game that I think that we thought Luton would be.
Yeah.
And that's why he sort of picked Gomez again, which, to be fair, is brave from Klopp, because that experiment against Luton with Gomez left back was 10 minutes in, obvious that it wasn't the right thing to do. So the fact that he's coming back to the well with that and he's nailed it pretty much is quite brave, and it's a nice little boost for Gomez as well. I think Gomez has been fine this season. I agree with Diaz as well. I think what Liverpool probably lacks tonight is just that moment of individual magic, and that's weird given the team that we are out, because you would hope that Mo gets you that moment, or you know that Diaz gets you that moment. Actually, it's Virgil in the end that gets you that moment with a really good finish from a corner. But I think the team that we picked, any time Gomez is left back, we're looking at functional rather than anything else. And I think it's functional up until the point where can somebody, not take us out of a hole, but can somebody do something that nobody's expecting? It didn't really happen.
The obvious difference between, like, me and you were stood at Luton going, this is ridiculous, it's not working. And we were probably not far from being in the same position there today, but we scored a goal from a set piece.
And it's a very similar game. I thought the team selection was set up for the Blum performance that we got, quite frankly. The cutting edge wasn't in the selection, and we got that, but we got a team that was going to pin them back. It was a team designed to get the set pieces that
kick
we got. Yeah,
not
we did.
To kick the door down.
Yeah, we did. We got that, and you sort of felt that. Probably felt we would have to win this game from the bench. I think it was Klopp may say I actually thought it was a bonus that we went at half-time 1-0 up, and maybe that was the way he saw it. Look, at the end of the day, I'm excited by the way that the events have transpired this evening, and you can't ignore events elsewhere here. And I think for the first, look, we said before that we've got to go to Palace, and that's a massive, massive game. We need to complete the trilogy of these beating the bums. But as it stands, I feel for the first time, as someone who doesn't want to, I don't want to go too early on we're up for the title, but I feel now for the first time we're in a title race.
Did you just say I'm not going too early? We're in December. Some of us have been under this for months, mate.
Nobody's not been going to me.
No, Neil's
released the texts. I've been texting you since August. Going.
Released the doves.
No, I've got. Look, it's a little.
You don't like to go early.
I don't like to go early because I don't like to spoil it for myself. I like to. I am prone to cry it in, and I'm not. And I'm certainly not hailing number 20. Is that what it would be if we win the league?
Yes.
But and so it's a long, long way away from that. But I feel now. I think City is showing a vulnerability beyond our wildest expectations. Quite frankly, three wins in nine is a vulnerability they haven't shown in a long, long time. And the fact that we are a steady Eddie team in transition with a series of young players who you think have more to give. As the only thing I feel can derail us is the mounting injuries, quite frankly. And we saw McAllister go off, and I feel that might actually be quite a lengthy one. We've left him.
I don't know. But I think when someone walks around the pitch like that, it's not
already had strapping on his knee.
He gets clattered about it.
Well, I mean, even the James, ridiculous, by the way.
Like, I think it was a player, Sheffield United. He walked around. He walked past us, didn't he? He didn't look upset about it. It was like, I might miss Saturday, but I'm all right. That's just what I thought, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm no doctor.
I don't know, but I feel
neither of you.
I feel there's a little bit of a mounting thing. Although the prognosis in the week that Alice is not far, that Jota's not that far away.
Encouraged by the idea Jota was worried, because I thought he was still sat off at his play of FIFA to be paid. To be honest with you. Oh, honestly, he's seen the cup draw and he's gone.
Are they not
sat up like the Undertaker?
I think he's got an eye on the 25th.
Yeah, yeah. Sat up like the Undertaker and a
then 25th. Anfield. It's all going to go off. I'm at least having a pint.
I think if we can go into the Arsenal game with 6 points now, and you can't take that for granted. I think United's going to be an incredibly tough game. Palace, I think, is going to be a tough game. But we can dare to dream. I think if we get past those two, then I think we can start looking upwards and not beyond.
United's a very, very strange game in a way now, where sort of today I was looking forward to it more so when Arsenal were drawn 3-3. Because I'm thinking Liverpool can go to the league here. In a way, United, the way that I know they just won, but you know, I am confident Liverpool will beat Man United. It's let's get them out the way to set up this. It's almost like
it feels like practice.
Let's get the semi final out the way to get to the final. Let's get the main event here.
It's a big game, that's all.
It's a massive game, but Arsenal, 23rd of December, 5:30, Saturday night. My
time minimum.
My word. That ground will be fed up.
Honestly, I think 4 pints is understated here, you know.
So do I, but I was just trying to,
The responsible drinking committees
are listening. It's 4, it's 3.
The range of possibilities.
Well, you know, we're not responsible. We're
high on the sugar if you're having coke.
Without wanting to be the voice of...
Be the voice of reason. You deserve to be.
The range of possibilities between now and that Arsenal game are really quite immense.
Otherwise, I cannot get you to talk about the game that we've just played. I need you, by the way.
And I'm trying.
Do you know what?
He turns it into the overview.
I don't want to talk. Look, the idea, we said before the game, you wanted us to put down a marker. I know you're desperate for a split, and so am I. And I said, off to Darwin Nunes' arse in the 93rd minute will do me. We need to win. And we did do that. In the context of what's going on around us, that is now the main thing. We are doing our bit, but we have to keep doing it. And there's the most massive... I'm beginning to believe if we can get through these next two with two wins, at least...
I'm with you, Rob.
This Arsenal game, it's not a big game unless we win these next two. It really isn't a big game. Well, let's put it this way. We need to level peg Arsenal over the course of these next two. If we win and draw, fine, as long as they win and draw. But let's just arrive at that point with that gap, no less, so that we have a fighting opportunity to overtake them and be top for fucking Christmas.
Imagine the half five. What time are you going to be in the grounds?
He's going 2 days before.
Fucking Friday.
He's staying in after you leave.
I'm a sleeping bag guy before I take that concert in the 90s, queuing overnight to get in the ground.
There we are. Man of the match.
Oh, that's actually quite... Trent,
it's easy.
So Trent was good. And I thought Endo was very good as well in terms of he was there for every sort of second ball and knockdown, and he got the ball and moved it, but I think it probably is Trent. I thought he was.
It's Trent for me. I think what we said before in terms of, you know, like it looks like they might be in, but actually the 30 yards from goal and somebody's mopping up, that was always Trent. And I thought he used the ball quite well, and I thought you saw a different Trent today. It's very easy to have the Trent of, you know, the superstar goals and moving into midfield. This was just a very consummate performance from a very good footballer, and
he's just a leader now on the pitch.
That's it. He uses the ball well. He knows when to go back. He knows when to go forward. It's Trent for me.
It's like he's grown a foot over the summer, and also there is this.
It's his. You can see it if you're out in the ground. You know what it feels like on TV when you're in the ground and he comes to take a corner. You just look at the look on his face.
It's genuine, actually.
Exactly that, Chris. He puffs out his chest, and not in a faux arrogant way. You just think, my God, he's determined to lead us to something special.
If Liverpool win the league, he's player of the year. Joe Gomez for me. It's been your
player of the year.
No. Man of the match tonight. Phil Bunluck, Chris Walsh. And by the way, it was a Joe Gomez man of the match performance type of game. Phil Bunluck, Chris Walsh, Rob Gutman. They nearly talked about Liverpool, Sheffield United 0, Liverpool 2. I've got to write about it now. Normally I rip people off from the pink. I've got no fucking clue. Sports Social Podcast Network.